In local sports, the Michael Gorzong Memorial Classic returns to the Cayman Islands Football Association Field and Prospect this Saturday, bringing together family, friends, athletes, and community members to celebrate his life and legacy 10 years after his passing. The day-long event will feature two of Michael's favorite sports, football and flag football, in a community tournament involving adult, youth, and primary school players. Organized by Michael's mother, Olga, along with family, friends, and the Cayman Islands Football Association, the Cayman Islands Flag Football Association, and other supporters, the event honors Michael's memory while fostering the sense of community that was, quote, so important to him. The Memorial Classic starts on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. with the official opening ceremony and environmentally friendly balloon release, followed by a full day of football and flag football matches. Spectators are encouraged to come out, support the players, reconnect with family and friends, and celebrate the life of a young man, quote, who touched so many people. Michael passed away at the age of 24 and was a talented goalkeeper who played for Bodentown Sports Club and Savannah United Church. In other sports news,
we hope to be able to offer a wide array of sports to children and adults, seniors, as well as our elite athletes this year.
The Department of Sports has a packed agenda this summer to keep folks active over the break. Belinda Montemayor with the Ministry of Sports tells Radio Cayman programs start July 7th and will run through August 14th. With nearly 30 different camps on offer, ranging from volleyball and netball to water aerobics, football, squash, rugby, and just so much more.
What we've tried to do is offer something for everyone, for all abilities, because that's important for us. Our motto at the Department of Sports is sports for all. And so, you know, we really felt it was important that we offer as much opportunities this summer as we possibly could.
You can find the full list of this summer's programs by heading to the DOS Facebook page. You can also email sports@gov.ky. And Team Cayman shines bright at Pan Am. Here's CIGTV's Travis Webster.
Three Caymanian gymnasts recently attended the 2026 Pan American Artistic Gymnast Championships in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The Artistic Gymnastics Championships were held from the 17th to the 21st of June and gave gymnasts a chance to showcase their skills. The group of three included first-timers Sienna Santiago and Justin Spencer, along with returning gymnast Karthik Adapa. This was Karthik's fourth appearance at the championships. Sienna participated in four different women's events: vault, uneven bars, balance beam, and floor exercise. Justin and Karthik competed in all six men's events: vault, high bar, pommel horse, parallel bars, floor exercise, and rings. The group was led by head of delegation Danny Santiago, along with physiotherapist Rose Watt, who provided support for the physical demands of the competition.
And this Sunday, you're invited to Smith Cove for the Wind of Hope 5K. The race will take runners and walkers from Smith Cove and around the avenue in South Sound before heading back to the start. Categories cover under 12s all the way up to 60 and over. All proceeds raised support the National Children's Voluntary Organization. Prizes will be awarded for overall winners as well as in each categories, first through third. Shirts are also available, and you can register online at racecaribbean.com. The packet pickup is Saturday from noon until 4 at the Airport Park, Cabana No. 2. For more information, email windofhope5k@gmail.com. That's your latest local sports. I'm Carsley Fuller.